How are you, delightful, delectable D?
Oh, I am delightful and delectably delirious since last night. I think I slept in an excitement mode last night.
Oh, I bet you did. Well, what's interesting, I couldn't make last night, and I'll listen to it as soon as it comes up.
You will not be disappointed, Sherry. We expanded ourselves like unbelievably. So what's up with you, baby?
Well, I could feel something. Well, when you just talked about it at the beginning of the show, I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm sure you probably answered my questions with that. But when I called a couple of weeks ago and I talked about getting to the biggest, to me it was the biggest block of my life, you know, that I was so excited to finally get to. And
yes,
to understand, to clear, but there was a little piece of it yesterday that I worked on that came in, and for some reason, I knew it had to do with what you were going to talk about last night. It was about the energy of rejection and how to deal with that, but I think you answered it with what you talked about.
Well, I answered it, but let me, for everybody who will not choose to listen to forgiveness, let me say it very clearly. Go to your heart and whomever rejected you and the part of you that rejects yourself, send it love. Now, we've heard this a million times. Last night, we experienced it. And it is truly the experience of falling into your heart in the magnificence that you are and choosing to send love and experience the greatness of the love that you have, to send that out into all the world to everyone whom we perceived has hurt us or rejected us or abandoned us, raped us in any way, that to experience the freedom of who we are, I can feel it again, that we open our hearts through choice and send love out. And in that way, we transcend the need to forgive or to be forgiven in any way.
Wow.
So I invite you all, don't just listen to the words, listen to the experience.
Absolutely.
Because I cannot tell you what happened on that call last night. We were all just, well, amazed. And it wasn't just the words, but what happened was literally shifting ourselves into the experience of the divine love that we have been claiming now for 2 years.
I can feel it now. That's so cool.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I can feel it too.
You know, I think that was probably one of the, I felt like there was one last piece too for me. I felt like that's it for moving forward and expanding who I am and what I'm doing in, because I always felt there was a little something I had to get to because things are moving, but I just feel like now there was something that I needed to look at so that I can explode out.
Well, and I think, guys, you know, I hear that. I think I heard it twice last night, as a matter of fact. And what the channel is saying to me is that last thing is that final leap over into the experience of the Christ love, the divine love. So it's going from I know into the knowing of the experience. Do you understand?
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm filled up with the spirit, as they say.
Whoa.
And you can, you know, you can feel when you've made the shift. And we actually stopped last night and just all got quiet so that we could pull up. And I invite you to do this, everybody. The shift is so amazing. You know, pull up everybody, including yourself, that you feel you have ever needed to forgive or be forgiven by, and just live in the experience of sending out love. We have to take a short break.
Okay.
So much thanks, Sherry. We are done,
thank
but thanks
you.
For bringing that
love
one in.
You.
We'll
thank
be
you.
Right back, guys.